Okay, hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Mr. and Mrs. Waxman. Hi, Dr. Waxman, I imagine. Are you both doctors?
No, just
Dr.
me.
Waxman. Just,
but she's my boss here.
Well, congratulations. You know, we've covered so many of your wonderful events, and you've done such wonderful work. Tell us about tonight.
Well, tonight's a very exciting night. It's our 40th anniversary, 19th gala, Waxman Gala. So we're getting ready to do the 20th, which will even be more fantastic. And what we're going to do tonight is really talk about two important things in the history of the foundation. One is we're going on to a major growth phase where we want to initiate a campaign to raise $30 million. And secondly, we're going into an affiliation with the National Cancer Institute to take on the problem of the increased rate of cancer as we age. And we'd like to try to understand that and prevent it. So that's what we'll be announcing tonight.
So it's a big goal, aging and cancer.
Right.
What people don't realize is the older they get, the greater the incidence is for them to get cancer. Whereas I think many people feel the older they get, they don't have to worry about it. So I think it's an education that has to be taken care of as well. So we're looking forward to a great and successful evening, and we hope we raise a lot of money and everyone has a great time.
You're honoring Vince Caputo. How come?
Well, we were fortunate to be introduced to Louise Caputo, who's his widow, who's a very special woman, and took on the kind of understood how important it was to take on the aging and cancer problem. Vince was 78 when he died. And he died of cancer. And she realizes that we've got to understand why at 78 his cancer took his life.
All right, and it doesn't hurt this evening to have Roger Daltrey?
Well,
it'd
be a lot of fun. Roger should be here. And who is Willie Niles?
Who is Willie Niles?
That's going to be a surprise. So we're going to try and answer to you who Willie Niles is.
All right, your website.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you both.
Good evening. I'm here to support Sam Waxman Cancer Research Foundation. Sam has done so much for so many people. He treated my dad for lymphoma. And I congratulate Sam in advance for all of his wonderful work and for a great evening tonight. Thank you.
I'm here with John Barbardis. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, after I got some of your cologne, I've been a happy guy.
Oh, good.
Thank you for being that kind, because you were honored here last year, right?
Yes, yes.
And why do you think they honored you last year?
You know, you never really feel you should be honored just for doing the things that you do. But I think, you know, because of my philanthropic, what we do philanthropically as a company, and I really, this is one of those causes that I'm really want to be involved with, and we want to find a cure, but I want to be there all along the way and support as much as I can.
And you continue to, and you do it, as you say, we happen to know that you're involved with world peace, you're involved with so many different causes. Is that something you think you learned as in early childhood?
Yeah, my parents had nothing. We had no money, we had nothing. We really, you know, seven people in a little house, one bathroom, all that kind of stuff. But the one thing they always did was found a way to give back to people and take care of impoverished people, whatever it was. And so when you see that as when you're growing, and my grandfather who came over from Greece, who had no money either, he would send whatever little he could back to his little town and that. And I just thought that's what everybody does, you know. And so I'm glad I had that kind of upbringing anyway, and I'm glad that my organization and my company really feel the same way about the way they want to give back as well.
Fantastic. What's peace mean to you?
Oh, it means so many things. It's personal, it's global, it's so it has so many meanings, but it means greatness. It means, you know, it means closeness. It means freedom. It means, you know, so many important things. It means, you know, breaking down all the barriers and all the walls. So it means so many things to me. I it's not just about wars. It goes well beyond that.
Sure does. John, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
You.
Hello, Mary Cantor. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. What brings you here tonight, Mary?
Well, my late husband and I started this foundation 40 years ago, and I'm still here.
Wow. And what inspired that day one?
We lost a business partner to cancer, and then we were fortunate to meet Sam through a friend. He had a drink, and then I did the first dance for him to raise money.
Wow.
So here we are.
Very wonderful. So this 40 years later.
40 years later, I'm still here.
Okay.
And
are you still involved with this kind of charity and others?
Well, I do a lot of cultural exchange. I brought the ballet company from China. I'm more interested in the arts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's
all right.
Terrific
good.
Evening for cancer.
There you go. And now I learned earlier on that your mom was one of the founders of this.
That's correct. My family was involved very early on in the 70s with Sam, and were amongst the first people to start him with regards to being involved with people in fashion helping to fight cancer. My stepfather had a partner who was very ill with a rare form of cancer, and that's how he met Sam. And from there, he thought that Sam was such a miracle worker that he thought, this is the man I want to invest in terms of things that he can do to be helping other people.
Now, you personally, you know, in that you grew up in a family where your mom was very involved, what and then, you know, you don't have to be involved. What inspired you then to continue to be?
Well, I think that the work that Sam does has been very, very important, and he's really made some amazing discoveries, and he's very dedicated, and I just felt that as he's getting older, there's no reason why I'm not getting older, and we've known each other for a long time, that I wouldn't pitch in and help. I just felt, for me, it was the same thing. I wanted to help Sam.
And you're on the board, and I also know
I am,
that
yes.
If Roger Daltrey doesn't appear, that you could work this gig.
There you go.
Is that right?
That's right.
See
you
that?
Know it.
A musician, you know, you got to do
yes.
what you got to do, right?
Exactly. You got to do what you got to do.
Where can people hear some of your music?
On iTunes, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And it's under?
Robert Cantor.
There you go. Robert,
you
thanks
go.
So
pleasure.
Much.
Nice to meet
Let
you.
Let me ask one last question, Robert.
Yes.
Just because I mentioned I'm involved with World Peace and the Peace
yes.
International Day of Peace. All the countries agreed, and we have some concerts. What does peace mean to you?
Peace to me means everybody allows themselves to have enough goodness in their hearts to get along with everyone else and not be so much concerned about their own well-being, but be concerned about the general being of the rest of the people in the world.
Good
the way
guy.
We should all be.
Good guy. Great guy. All right, man. Okay. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Thank you.